Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than a dozen years he's been hanging out with us. He's a guy who keeps us honest. He's the author of Be a Change Champion. That's your new book, right, Steve?
Yes, and then the only book dedicated to keeping up the momentum of change, which actually you can apply even to your personal life or any project about keeping up the momentum.
And then, of course,
all of us. JustBeHonest.com, my website, they can get it.
Right, JustBeHonest.com, that's also the title of one of his books. So check it out, folks, and you'll get smarter when you do. Stephen, thanks again for being here. Talk to us about some of these lies that you say that we tell ourselves and that other people tell us. Some of the worst lies, what are they?
Well, the three greatest lies we'll get to in a sec, but one thing I just want to say is people suffer from HDS, which is Honesty Delusional Syndrome. And what I mean by that is they're actually under the illusion that people basically are upfront with them. But here's the thing. What I found out is we lie to ourselves and we lie to other people. So the three biggest lies, and that may be kind of tough or negative to say, but it's not when you really look at this. So the three greatest lies are, first of all, the self-lies. So the greatest lies we actually ever tell are the lies we tell ourselves, and here's the problem with it. When we say it doesn't bother me, I am over it. So when we apply to negativity, right, with what we just talked about, to say to well, I could just deal with that person's negativity. I'm okay. But inside, if we're not, it doesn't work. So one sign that we are actually suffering from a lot of self-lies is stress. When I work with people and they're really stressed out, really, that's indicative of a lot of lying that's going around, especially the self-lies, because they're not really being aware of what's going around them. So self-lies is one really damaging lie. There's two others that we got to take a look at. Second one is absence lies. That's lies of withholding. The biggest problem isn't what people say. It's actually what they don't say. And we can talk about how to address that. And the third one is lies of appreciation lies. And that's where people are so stingy with complimenting others.
Yeah.
I don't want that person to have a big head. I'm afraid they're going to leave me. Really? How about saying some good stuff? So we actually lie. We withhold. We just don't say the good stuff. And then I call those appreciation lies because
is there anything wrong? All right. So one of the things that I do quite a lot is I'll walk up and see somebody I know and I'll shake their hand. I say, hey, man, you look great. I say this to her. I'll say it to a guy or to a lady. I'll say, "You look like $1 million," and you know, and my point is, I'm not even paying attention so much to what they look like. I'm just saying that to them. Is that a lie? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It makes them feel good.
Is it how you feel?
I feel that way about them. But my point is I haven't even checked out their suit or their dress. It's just that I say that to them. It makes them feel good. Is that a lie to them though?
Well, here's the thing. The key is whether a lie is whether we're thinking one thing and saying another.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
When you give somebody a compliment, you should be sincere.
Absolutely. And see, here's the reason why. Because people can feel it. Most of us are lousy actors and actresses. I'll never forget, I had a lady take a course of mine, and she said, "Are you going to talk about how to change your tone in here?" She was really like that. I said, "What do you mean?" She says, "People say that I sound like I'm mad." And I said, "Well, are you mad?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, I'm furious." Well, she sounded mad because she was mad. The bottom line is people can feel it. They don't know what we're thinking exactly, but they can feel the tension. They can feel the stress. And if we're not upfront about it, or somebody who says, you know, "I'm over it," or "I'm okay with it," and you can tell they're just not.
Well, you know,
that's the problem.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, whenever you and I meet the world, there's a 50-yard line out there where the world's on one side and you and I are on the other side. And if we're going to accomplish anything, we have to cross that 50-yard line. The world's not going to come over on our side. We have to go over there. I think it's the same thing with people, don't you? If you and I meet each other, am I going to stay on my side of the field and make you come over to me? Or am I going to go ahead and take the first step over and say, "Hey, Stephen, how you doing? Man, you look great." I mean, what does that cost us to do something like that? And that, to me, it's just words out of my mouth, but it's beneficial to folks. What do you think?
I think it's key. It's also about taking action, something we talked about before with that law of reflection. You're making that first move. So often somebody will say, well, I'll appreciate that person if they appreciate me. Or I'll do that for somebody if they do something for me. Or I'll take that job as long as they pay me for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that you want to do is take that good step forward. Or how about this, a customer? You know, just do something good for a potential customer or a customer that maybe is over and beyond. But the point being is take a positive action and move it forward. And so one of the ways to look at that is look at really are we being truthful with ourselves and what we're going to do about that. So taking action is critical. You know, sometimes somebody will say, well, how do I get motivation? It's by taking action. Actually, action creates motivation. So if you're not doing something, like let's say you're just not want to work out or you're not cleaning or getting up organized, just take 5 minutes and do something positive in that direction, and that action will create motivation, which creates more action, which creates more motivation.
Mm-hmm. HDS, tell us what that means again.
Yeah, honesty delusional syndrome. and I think that's really severe. I think, for example, all the work I do with organizations and in business, people are under the illusion, and people say to me, well, we're basically honest here, and it's not an ethical issue. In fact, of course people are basically ethical, but I think the biggest problem isn't what people say, it's actually what they don't say. We're just so unaware of what people are not saying, but the good news is we can do something about it.
Stephen, I need your website quickly, one more time.
JustBeHonest.com, and there's all kinds of free stuff there that has content that can help them. JustBeHonest.com.
Thank you for being here, John. Steve, come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.